Dorothea Rockburn grew up in Montreal, Canada. Her fascination with art, mathematics, and science began very early. During elementary school, she spent Saturdays studying art at the École du Beaux-Arts, and as a teenager, she won a scholarship to the museum school, where she continued her study of art. She came to the United States in 1950 to attend Black Mountain College in North Carolina, where she studied art, music, and dance, and began to think deeply about how these subjects relate to one another. Rockburn has spent her life exploring these ideas and experimenting with new ways to make art. Her vision has been informed by such wide-ranging sources as Renaissance art, astronomy, archaeology, and philosophy, among others. Mathematics has been an especially persistent component of her work. She has worked in a wide range of materials and methods, including paint, gold leaf, folded paper treated with oil and grease, cardboard, sheet metal, and crude oil. Sahura on view here is one of the artist's Egyptian paintings from 1980. These works use folded, gessoed linen to create subtle reliefs which are intersected by blue, red, and black lines, some on the walls which are drawn first, others on the linen. Here the folded shapes at the top and bottom of the piece are mirrored images of each other, as are the two shapes at 2 o'clock. The geometry is modulated by the folds, shadows, and lines, elements of materiality that create a complex interconnection of wall and object. Talking about the Egyptian works, Rockburn stated, "I had always known I would make paintings based on the Egyptian wall reliefs I had seen as a child in my mother's books. I also knew that one day I would go to Egypt. I had to get those paintings out of my head and into the world before I went there, because after visiting Egypt, I would never have the nerve to walk in the ancient footsteps. When I finally did see them, they were exactly as I had envisioned. The light fell on the linear element of the bas-reliefs of Ramses and the interior of the Temple of Luxor. The way the Egyptian light illuminates the curved surfaces touched my innermost being."